Vivian, thank you very much. Now, we've been hearing that news about Google's parent company, Alphabet, which is going to cut 12,000 jobs worldwide. This is a memo which was shared with the staff this morning. Google employs more than 5,000 people in Ireland, and it is not yet clear how these cuts will impact on staff here. Well, I'm joined on the line by Sean Keyes, finance correspondent with The Currency. Sean, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What do you make of this? It's the latest in a series of announcements of job cuts across the tech sector.
It's obviously very sad for everyone involved or who could soon be involved in it. The context is very important, I think, for the technology industry. Unlike other industries, in coming into the pandemic, they had this. They went through a huge boom. You know, where the likes of hotels or retail, where it was hunkering down, was cutting jobs. The technology industry went through this huge boom. Like, Google's profits went up by 90% in 2021. I mean, Google was already a huge company in 2020, so it was really unprecedented. That happened all across the industry, and all of these companies responded by staffing up, and they went on this very aggressive hiring spree. I know that the job cuts as they're coming now, the numbers seem quite large. Like, 5,000 people is a lot, but Google employees, I think 180 something thousand people at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's 12,000 jobs. It's 12,000 jobs that they're cutting worldwide, and they employ 5,000 people here in Ireland. But we don't know what impact this will have on the Irish staff. That's not clear yet, is it?
No, it's not. I mean, it's, you would not expect them to be immune from it. And I think that's the precedent has been that Irish staff have been sort of caught up in roughly the same proportions as their American parent companies.
It's interesting to have a look at the detail in that memo, because we have it here. We've seen it. Google's chief executive saying, "I'm deeply sorry. The fact that these changes will impact the life of Googlers weighs heavily on me, and I take full responsibility for the decisions that led us here." So are they saying that they got it wrong in the last couple of years?
They are. It echoes the letter that Patrick and John Collison put out when they were letting go of staff at Stripe. And they said something similar. They said, like, essentially, we sort of over extrapolated what was the trend from the pandemic, and we overhired and we messed up, essentially. And now they're having to clean up that mess, and they're having to cut jobs. I mean, Google increased its headcount by something like 38% between the first quarter of 2020 and the middle of 2022. So, you know, for an already huge organization, it's hard to imagine how much it staffed up and how much it would have added to its workforce, in Dublin included.
Okay, he also says, Sundar Pichai, the chief executive, over the past 2 years, we've seen periods of dramatic growth, and to match and fuel that growth, we hired for a different economic reality than the one we face today. So over-exuberance when it came to what they were seeing in the pandemic.
Yeah, that seems like what was happening. It's Google did it, and it's right across the tech sector. It's a very, all especially across the big tech companies, which have never had to deal with setbacks before. They've never had to go through a round of layoffs. It's just been one long uninterrupted period of growth since Google was set up, and now it's having to deal with this for the first time.
What do you think this says now about the tech industry? You know, we see that it has been called a downturn. We're told a lot of the time when it comes to the Irish situation that we're insulated because of the very low unemployment rate here. What do you think we're seeing now, Sean, in the tech sector?
I think it's too aggressive to call it a downturn, because if you have to take into account the context, it grew so much and so quickly in recent years, and that really didn't make headlines because it's not the kind of story. You know, if Google adds an extra 500 jobs in a couple of months, that's not going to be a huge story in the same way the job losses might be. But the increases in employment in that sector have been so great in the last 2 or 3 years that now these job cuts are more bringing it back to trend than they are sort of a real kind of change in the course of the whole industry.
All right. And it's a difficult day for people who work in Google, and we're mindful of those people as we have this conversation. But Sean, thank you very much for joining us. Presenter and activist Emer O'Neill will be here next.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.